The question was asked, how should one perceive the idea of taking kindness and gifts from other people? So we have a line in Talmud. The Talmud says, a person should rather have the lowest job, which in their day was the job of skinning the hides. They would have carcasses, stinky carcasses out in the marketplace, filled with flies, and it was the worst job. I mean, it was a job out in the heat, everyone looked down at it. And the Gemara says, better have that job than asking people for handouts or asking people for their favors. And this is actually discussed in the laws of Shabbos, where the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch discuss, we have a mitzvah to honor Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Banai levu alai v'ani porea. The Gemara, an interesting Agadic Gemara, says, you take the loan and I'll pay, Hashem says. So the Halacha asks, how are we to view that? Ordinarily we say, I don't even take a loan. Don't come to a point where you need help from other people. And here, there's this special concept that in honor of Shabbos, yeah, you should. So that's a discussion in Halacha. The Tur records, the Tur was Rabbeinu Yaakov, the son of the Rosh. He was the last generation of Rishonim, or first generation of Achronim. The Tur was Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rosh. Remember, the Rosh was rabbi in Germany. And when his rabbi, the Maharam of Rutenberg, was abducted, so then the prince held him for ransom, and the Marami Rutenberg sent out a letter to his community and said, don't redeem me, because if you redeem me, they'll keep doing this. And so the Maharam of Rutenberg died in prison, and everyone understood that the next in line would be the next rabbi. So his top disciple, the Rush, packed his bags and fled to Sfarad, to Spain. He came to the community where Nachmanides was rabbi earlier, Ramban. And the Rush was one of those unique rabbis who was rabbi both in Ashkenaz and Sfarad. He discusses this. He says that when he came to Spain, he didn't want to eat their chicken because their Masorah wasn't as good as the Ashkenazi Masorah. I know I would make you happy with that, Mr. Dweck. I purposely brought that up. Got to make everyone happy, right? The Rush had a son. He had a few children. One of his children wrote a biography, and that child writes, he says, I was a sickly child, I was my father's youngest child, and my father always took care of me and gave me everything I needed, and they'd always beg me to learn Torah, and I'd never learn Torah, because they gave me everything I needed. And then I got married, and my father got me a position in the rabbinate, and I was poor as anything, and then I started learning Torah when I couldn't make ends meet and I was living the life of a pauper. That when I had to deal with real life, then I started getting my act together, and that's when I really started learning. But the Rush had a son, Rav Yaakov, who wrote two works, two famous works. One is the Tur, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is based on, and he also wrote a commentary on Chumash. The Tur was very, very poor, and he was supported by his community. And he writes that he always asked his father, he says, I'm so poor, I barely have what to eat on any day. Am I supposed to starve one day a week in order to hold on to the funds so that I'll have money to buy something more honorable for Shabbos? Am I supposed to do that? Because I'm at a point where I barely have bread on any day. So now am I supposed to not eat bread one day to honor Shabbos? And he says he was always in doubt what his obligation was. But this is part of his discussion of the idea that you're not supposed to take loans, you're not supposed to take gifts, you're not supposed to come on to needing other people, even for the sake of mitzvot. We have a few exceptions. It says, if you're not going to be able to light Hanukkah candles, you might even have to take the shirt off your back to light Hanukkah candles. If you won't have 4 cups of wine, you could go collecting handouts, if necessary, to have 4 cups of wine in honor of Pesach. We have a few exceptional mitzvot where it says you have to go that far. With regard to prohibitions, we say you have to be willing to give up anything, any money, not to transgress a prohibition. But with regards to mitzvot, generally we say it's very important that a person be self-sufficient and not come to accepting gifts and the like. And just once we mentioned the idea of the Tur, so coming back to the Tur, the story goes, I don't know if it's true, but the story goes that the Tur was so poor that one year he didn't have what to give Mishloach Manos. He didn't have what to give, so he wrote a compilation on the Torah. The night of Purim, he saw there'd be nothing in the house to give his Mishloach Manos. So he wanted to send a fellow rabbi Mishloach Manos. So he wrote this nice work that we have today, the Baal HaTur Ma'am the Torah. He sat up that night, the night of Purim, and wrote up The different gematrios, which is basically the Bala term, is nice thoughts and nice gematrios on the Torah, Rashi Tevis and gematrios, and sent that as Mishloach Manis. He said, I can't send you any food, so I figured I'd send you food for your soul. And that was, that's how we have the Bala term today on the Chumash. That's what they say. I don't know if it's true, but that's the way the story goes. So in answer to that question, so long as it's not absolutely necessary, we try to avoid that type of situation where we'd have to accept a gemach or a gift and stuff like that.